would all link back to us, and this drove, over time, a huge amount of traffic, and even today is a big factor in why there are so many links to Wikipedia from all around the web, and a factor in why Wikipedia ranks so high in all search results. So, in terms of thinking about what is Wikipedia, one of the important things is the sum of all human knowledge. When I say the sum, what this means is that Wikipedia is a very specific thing. It is an encyclopedia. It is not a textbook. It's not a library. It's not YouTube. So I love a funny cat video as much as anybody, but they don't belong in Wikipedia. Lots of other things don't belong in Wikipedia. In fact, when we think about this question of harnessing the power of social media, it has to be said, lots of people think one way to harness the power of Wikipedia is to put an advertisement for their company in Wikipedia by writing a very hyped up self-promotional article, which usually ends in tears because the Wikipedians will delete it, and that's not the way to harness the power of social media, and we can talk about that further if people have questions about that. So today we have over 20 million articles in 270 different languages, but the future is here but not evenly distributed. We have over 3.5 million or so articles in English, over a million each in French and Spanish, French and German, Spanish, Portuguese, all of the European languages are approaching, the major European languages are all approaching 1 million. Even the smaller languages of Europe are doing very well. Chinese, very big project, Japanese, very big project. But beyond that, it begins to taper off. And we have, for example, around 150,000 articles in Arabic. So that's a mid-sized project. And when we look into places like India, most of the languages of India are in the range of 10 to 30,000 articles. And then when we get to Africa, we have basically only two African languages, and that would be Swahili and Afrikaans. And Afrikaans is actually a form of Old Dutch. It's a colonial language as well. In terms of the rest of the African languages, we have very, very, very little content. And that is for a lot of reasons, which we can talk about, but I think it's going to change very quickly because the world is changing very, very quickly. The bandwidth into Africa is exploding. The access that people have, the number of people who have legitimate access to the internet is exploding in Africa, and it's really going to have an enormous social impact there and all around the world. So when we think about this global aspect of things, everything is really global these days. And one of the questions people always have about Wikipedia is, how does the content differ across different languages? Well, the good news is the content is really quite similar in all of the languages. You'll find particular differences here and there, of course, but in general that Wikipedia style that we all know and love, that very dry style, is the same everywhere. And so people sometimes are concerned about, well, what's going on in Farsi Wikipedia, in the language of Iran, things like that. And I can tell you it's basically quite normal, nothing unusual. It all seems pretty good. But one of the things we do see is that what people are reading in Wikipedia does vary across cultures to some extent. This is a little study that we did looking at the most popular categories in Wikipedia and the across different languages. So the languages here are English, Chinese, Japanese, French, German, Russian, and Spanish. And so just looking at what are the most popular categories. I know it's a little small, hard to read in the back, but I can point out a few things here. So the Japanese, the big green bar there is pop culture. So if you know anything about Japan, this makes sense. The Japanese do love pop culture. It's a big part of Japanese life. They love English pop culture, American pop culture, Japanese pop culture. And so it makes sense that the readers in Japan are really into pop culture. Other things to notice is that the Germans are the most interested in geography. I don't make that joke when I'm in Germany. And the other one that I noticed is that sex is, of course, in the top in most languages. I noticed that in French and Spanish, sex is not in the top topics. And I was puzzled by this until someone explained it to me. It's that the French and the Spanish are actually having sex. Most of us are just reading about it on the internet. So, in any event, this is amusing to look at. The truth is, when you dig a little bit deeper in the numbers and you look at how readership differs across different geographies, what you actually find is that it's even some of the differences actually reflect similarities. So for example, if you go to the entry on Nick Clegg, and you look at who's reading the entry on Nick Clegg, it turns out they're mainly people from the UK. All around the world, people aren't that interested in the Deputy Prime Minister of the UK, and so it's naturally that. That doesn't mean that the UK is different in a certain sense. It means that it's the same as other places. Everybody's reading about their own politicians, and so people do have a strong interest in what affects their lives and in local matters. So there are some similarities and some differences. So we now have, this number is a little bit out of date. It's actually over 470 million unique visitors. We expect later this year, we expect to have our first month where we have 500 million people using Wikipedia. And so one of the things that is important to think about is who is writing Wikipedia? Why should we want to know who the Wikipedians are? Well, here's one reason why. This is a woman from Twitter, she's a school librarian. She said, yesterday I asked one of my students if she knew what an encyclopedia is, and she said, is it something like Wikipedia? So if you think about, Wikipedia is now 11 years old. So if you think about a student today who is 14, 15 years old, Wikipedia has existed for the entire time that they've known how to read. And certainly in the last 5 years, when they would have been old enough that they would perhaps start looking things up on the internet and trying to learn about the world by using Wikipedia, it's been huge. It's been there for them. And so for the next generation of students coming up, Wikipedia is just part of the infrastructure. It's something that is absolutely the place that they turn to for basic information, to the point that they barely even would know what a Britannica is anymore. So that means that our responsibility is quite heavy. That we really, and by we I mean both us in the Wikipedia community, but all of us, should think about the quality of Wikipedia. It is part of the infrastructure of the world. And we should think about who's writing Wikipedia. So by the numbers, some of the things that we know about our community. Now we do reader surveys on a regular basis, and the number, the percentage male in the audience, we get different numbers depending on how we ask the question and when and where and so on. But this one's pretty good, so we know it's roughly correct that the community is something like 85 to 87% male. This is something that we're not happy about. We don't think that this is a good thing, and we think there are several reasons for it, and we're trying to address those reasons, but it takes some time. So one of the things that we know, and I always have to be very careful here because I'm not at all saying girls aren't good at computers. But one of the things that we know is that it's technically challenging to edit Wikipedia. So when you click on edit, you get the wiki markup language, and this is off-putting to a lot of people. It isn't that women aren't good at computers, it's that lots and lots and lots of people aren't good at this. So my father doesn't edit Wikipedia, and one reason he doesn't, despite he being a fabulous hobbyist and a guy with an interest in old cars, and can add a lot of information to Wikipedia that our current audience doesn't know that much about, when he clicks edit, it's intimidating for him. So it turns out that the people who can edit Wikipedia are disproportionately computer programmers and tech geeks, and for reasons completely unrelated to us, that audience is predominantly male. So that's one of the things that we're really working on is updating the user interface to make it more modern, to make it more like a word processing interface, so that that barrier where you have to be almost a computer programmer to do certain things in Wikipedia shouldn't be there. That's not a valid barrier. The average age is around 26. I think that's perfectly fine. When I meet Wikipedians, the typical kind of profile would be a college graduate who is now working professionally. They edit Wikipedia as a hobby at part-time. We have about double the percentage of PhDs compared to the general public. So that doesn't mean that Wikipedia is predominantly written by PhDs. It just shows that it's a more geeky crowd than most, so this is something that's quite a good thing. So I'm going to show you a short video, and this video will introduce you to some of the Wikipedians, because I think it's important that when we think about who's writing Wikipedia, let's put a little bit of a human face on it. It's not just an abstract website, there's actual people behind it.
No, I don't have superpowers. At all. No. You could totally do it.
I push the button and save the text.